Blog Talk Radio.
Life, love, and wellness.
Show. You know, it is my pleasure on this journey to serve as your tour guide. So thank you for being a part of this life event. I am so excited you chose to join in today. So let's get this party started. You know, as we come together on this day each week, we take time first to anchor ourselves in positive energy and affirmative reading. And so for today, our special message is, allow the light of the Most High to drench all areas of your life and affairs. Nothing is ever too big nor too small for the light of understanding and pure unconditional love to touch and make better. Even the little part that you are somehow ashamed of can be given over to infinite source. Watch the new growth take form and prosper. Watch the new leaves of your life spring forth with joy and excitement, folding them to the light. So our affirmation going forward for this upcoming week that we use every day is, today I lean towards the light. Today I lean towards the light. Because we choose to do so, let us honor our ancestors, all those who have gone on before us. So silently we call out their names as we pay tribute to them with absolute love, absolute respect, and absolute honor. Today I honor all ancestors with sincere gratitude and appreciation. We pause and we remember they are our way showers, our loved ones, and our truth. Without them, we simply would not exist. Ashe, ashe. It's all about life. It's all about love. It's all about wellness. The mission of this show, Life, Love, and Wellness, is to uplift ourselves, to truly love ourselves, and to be genuinely involved in our holistic wellness. Tonight's show is titled, What's Stopping You? Learn how to get unstuck. Remove your blocks, you know, those obstacles that hinder you from achieving your goals and intentions. Elevate your vibrations to attract your desires. Our esteemed speaker for tonight is Mrs. Gina Golden. She's a licensed clinical social worker and a certified hypnotherapist. And she will walk us through some methods to make some changes in our lives. So, audience, you are invited to join in the discussion. If you're not calling in, you may do so by calling 516-531-9819, and you would simply press 1 to alert me you want to talk on air. And those of you that are already on the line, you can also let me know that you want to talk on air by pressing 1. It'll give me the signal. So you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We're going to take a quick break right here, and we'll be right back.
Oh,
gotta pound the pavement if I wanna stay. I got to pay it. Times are getting hard. Chip is on my shoulder. I'm playing it away. Get from behind the eight ball. I deserve a break
before I break it.
I wanna get away. Tell me where would I go? Cause this day to day
has got me staying.
That's the newest release, In Time, the CD by Anthony A.K. King. That particular cut there was I Just Want to Breathe. It's available on iTunes and on www.anthonyakking.com. That's my nephew, you guys. You support him. The CD is called In Time. Welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. You are welcome to call in and chat with us on air at 516-531-9819. We have a special, very special show for you tonight.
Sandy Rogers Knows Real.
Has Monsanto been hiding evidence for decades? This article is by Michelle Cook. And she says that there is evidence to suggest that the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, actually classified Roundup as a carcinogen 30 years ago. While Monsanto maintains that Roundup is safe and environmentally friendly, the company may have conducted research dating back to the 1970s, which showed that Roundup caused serious health issues. Monsanto may have tampered with the evidence it sent to regulators. There are over 15,000 pages of documents that serve as a response to that action that was taken. Monsanto misrepresented the data and deliberately covered up the data to bring the product glyphosate to market. According to the scientists' assessment, Monsanto's own research shows that glyphosate exposure is linked to cancers of the pituitary gland, the brain, heart, lungs, salivatory glands, lymphatic glands, prostate, bladder, thyroid, adrenal glands, and skin. So there's a definite link between reproductive disorders and sterility and the glyphosate-based pesticide. Monsanto is also the biotechnology company behind the creation of Roundup Ready Corn, or it's called BT Corn, which is short for Bacillus thuringiensis, a type of bacteria whose genes are crossed with corn to create genetically modified corn that produces glyphosate-based pesticides within every cell. This type of corn is found in many fast foods, packaged foods, and prepared foods in the form of corn niblets, corn starch, corn flour, or high fructose corn syrup. This GMO corn has recently been found in children's snack foods. Oh, my God. So the public has been led to believe that it's not toxic, but they also found that the GMO corn and the glyphosate it manufactures within cells can combine with other pesticide residues to cause potential health effects. But the scientists who are involved in exposing an alleged cover-up in Monsanto are correct. Monsanto needs to be subjected to a thorough investigation, and its glyphosate products like Roundup and Roundup Ready corn eliminated from the market, not to mention the corrective actions that should arise if the company is found guilty of a decades-long cover-up. How about that, you guys, since the 1970s? So we may be thinking this is something new that Monsanto has been doing, but not so, quite to the contrary. I just needed to share that with you. We need to be aware of what these large corporations are doing. How do they get away with it? They lobby in Congress, and so it's kind of snuck behind or snuck in the closed back door or under the carpet, you know, but however you want to say it, it's real. And so there are people that are not letting this stuff just go away. Whew. Welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. Our topic today, what's stopping you? Learn how to get unstuck. Our esteemed guest is Mrs. Gina Golden. She's a LCSW, which is a licensed clinical social worker and a certified hypnotherapist. She is a business success and wellness coach. Gina is the founder of Inner Coach, which incorporates all of her expertise. So let's get unstuck with Gina tonight. Hold tight. She will be with us in just a moment.
Sandy Rogers Newsreel.
Got one more piece of information for you. This is the stink of pink, why mammograms are vastly oversold. Early detection through mammography is the annual clarion call of Pink Ribbon Breast Cancer Awareness Campaign. And actually, tomorrow, October the 21st, is National Mammography Day. So I wanted to bring this to your attention. So they're saying that the ionizing radiation used to discern breast tumors with mammography is a risk factor for the development of breast cancer. New studies confirm that mammography leads to overtreatment while having no impact on deaths from breast cancer. One study declares mammography screening is harmful and should be abandoned. But little effort has been made to educate women about the crucial differences between non-malignant lesions and invasive or non-invasive cancers detected through this technology. Instead, the general idea is that you either have or don't have is perpetuated without any distinctions of its relative risk for harm. Fortunately, there are rays of hope as both researchers and journalists are starting to speak out against the overuse and risk of mammography. So a few people realize that Breast Cancer Awareness Month, or BCAM, was launched by AstraZeneca. Now, you've heard that on TV, AstraZeneca. It's a pharmaceutical company that sells cancer treatments on the one hand and carcinogenic pesticides on the other. This is why at Breast Cancer Action we call October Breast Cancer Free Month, the month when corporations make money professing how much they care about breast cancer by selling pink ribbon products. But how many of the ingredients contained in a random selection of pink products are toxic and bad for our health? No one really knows because of weak chemical regulations in the United States that's outdated. I also have a friend that I converse with quite a bit over in the UK, and she is a survivor of breast cancer, and she talks about how the pink can really be hard for people that have had that experience. And her recent column that she wrote in lieu or in recognition, I guess, of Breast Cancer Month is that people that are spending money on the pink, why don't they use that money and go and find a cancer patient and take them out to lunch or spend some time with them and stop with all the parading of the pink ribbons and the pink. Because not everyone, especially those that are cancer survivors, they don't all appreciate that type of attention. So just some words right there for you to think on as we, again, tomorrow is National Breast, National Mammography Day. So just be careful and just be alert and be aware. Thank you for listening. So you're tuned in to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. Audience, we are ready to get started. If you would like to be a part of the discussion, either press 1 if you're already on the line or call in at 516-531-9819. And, again, you would press 1 to talk on the air. So tonight we have with us the incredible Mrs. Gina Golden. She will help us to become free from our inner critic or that inner voice. She says her system can be used with any issue, circumstance, or habit, anything that's hindering you from living your best life. So Gina, I met a few months ago, and she is just a wonderful, wonderful spirit. And just to be in her presence, you can feel the energy that just radiates from her. So I want to read her biography, and then I would like to bring Gina online. So Gina Golden is the mother of two talented, intelligent, and kind-hearted teenagers. She has been married. She just celebrated 19 years to her soulmate and friend. Mrs. Golden is an entrepreneur, a therapist, and a coach for women entrepreneurs. She has a private practice in Atlanta, Georgia, called Intercoach Consulting, LLC, where she uses a combination of cognitive behavioral therapy, solution-focused therapy, and hypnotherapy to help clients gain clarity and get unstuck from self-doubt, limiting beliefs, and self-sabotage that lead to unhealthy behavior, habits, and thinking patterns. Mrs. Golden refers to call herself an inner coach because she guides her clients through a process of discovery and transformation from the inside out. She knows that only true and lasting change can happen when the negative subconscious programming or the inner critic has been eliminated and transformed. She has an online 5-week inner coaching program aimed to help her clients to eliminate the inner critic and embrace the inner coach for success in life and in business. As a coach and therapist, her global mission is to empower clients to release the subconscious barriers that hold them back from succeeding in life and in business. It is my pleasure and my honor to introduce to you, audience, Mrs. Gina Golden. Gina, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We so appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule, being a mom and a wife and a business owner, I know time is very precious, but we really, truly, truly appreciate you taking your time to be with us tonight.
Oh, thank you so much. The honor is mine. I'm so glad to be here.
Gina, will you share with us the why and the how of the work that you do?
Well, you know, like you said, I am a therapist and a hypnotherapist and a coach. So depending on who I'm working with at the time, let's just start with a typical client that's coming to me for maybe hypnotherapy. So my main goal is to help them, you know, to free themselves from feeling stuck from maybe self-doubt, self-sabotage, negative self-talk. And I take them through a process with my hypnotherapy experience and help tap into their subconscious mind and discover what it is that's really blocking them from really doing what they need to do, whether it's lose weight, whether it's get some kind of freedom from smoking or overcome test-taking anxiety or improve sports performance, even childbirth hypnosis, improving self-esteem or relationship issues, anything that my clients come to me and they just feel stuck. They know that there's some inner turmoil. They know that internally there's this dialogue going on that is really very different maybe from how they're behaving, you know, on an outward appearance to other people. And so so I use hypnosis because it allows you to go into an altered state. It's a very natural state, but it's an altered state where you can tap into your conscious mind and some of the programming that resides there, and then we begin to bring it to the surface and deal with it and transform it so that you now have a new way of thinking and processing so you can now stop sabotaging your life, you know, in whatever way you've been doing it. And so that's what I do as a therapist. And even as a coach, I use those same techniques because many entrepreneurs are stuck in the same way. You know, they may have a sense of, you know, I can't get out there and do what I want to do or sell my products or put my services out there or my, you know, whatever it is, my goods, my services, whatever they want to present to the world. Oftentimes they're stuck and blocked about, you know, with their own inner dialogue, their own inner negative self-talk. And I call that the inner critic. And so so I use some of the techniques I use in my hypnotherapy sessions with my women entrepreneurs. Of course, I don't put them into hypnosis, but I use the same techniques to kind of delve into the subconscious mind to find out what's really blocking them.
Thank you for that. Because, you know, a lot of times we're instructed by different individuals to change your thinking, But what I hear you saying is that it's a lot deeper than that. And so even though we may be told, because I actually saw two different church services on television on Sunday, and they were talking that was their message about change, you know, think these thoughts or change your thoughts. But it's not just as simple as just changing your thought is what you're saying. Am I understanding that correctly?
Right. Some people are able to shift their thinking easier than others, but most people find it very challenging. And the reason being is because many of the things that we think about comes from years and years and years of programming that we've accepted or believed at some point in our life, usually, believe it or not, between maybe 7, 8, or 9 years old. And so those negative programs stay with us, and the subconscious mind loves to repeat them and remind us about what we may have thought or believed about our abilities or inabilities back in that age group. And so it's more than just saying, oh, I'm going to change my thoughts or you know, assume a new thought pattern. We have to break away and break up that old negative thought pattern in order to replace it with something positive, affirming, and uplifting. So it is a process. And again, when we are in our conscious awareness, sometimes we can't seem to turn it off or shift our thinking. And that's why I use hypnotherapy to get you into your subconscious awareness so that the change happens at a deeper level.
That's wonderful. Thank you. So a person can, with your hypnotherapy, they can make the change from those, like you said, those lifelong programmed thoughts and ways of thinking and the negative self-talk?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. If they have a desire to change, and if they, usually when they come to me, it's just impacting their life to a point where they're just, you know, they're tired. They want to do something different. They are telling the world that they're going to lose weight, or they're going to, you know, have a better relationship, or they're going to function differently on some other level, and they're able to say it verbally, yet they can't really put it into action. It's something that's still blocking them and stopping them and preventing them from really doing what they say they want to do. And so, yeah, you know, we kind of got to delve a little deeper, figure out what it is that's blocking. I can explain what happens in the mind. So here's a little metaphor we can think about. Imagine going into a club, a dance club, say New York or California, and everyone is waiting in line to get into this trendy new club, and the music is pumping and everyone is excited, and it's this huge bodyguard standing at the door. And the bodyguard's job is to make sure that the people that are in line attempting to get in the club fits into the type of club that is going on. So, for instance, if the people in the line are very conservative or even preppy, and inside the club, you know, people are more trendy and, you know, cutting edge or whatever the look is, if they don't match, the bouncer is going to not select those people to get in the club, right? We've seen, I've never witnessed this myself, but I've seen this on the movies and people tell me about that that this happens with bouncers, right? So maybe some of your listeners are familiar with that. And so that's sort of like how our mind works. The bouncer would be the critical faculty that we all have within our conscious mind. So what happens is when we're consciously aware of something and we get new information that doesn't match what we already have inside, such as inside the club, like the bouncer, then the bouncer or our critical factor will reject that notion. And so if, for instance, someone has this programming that says, I'm a loser, or I can never do this, or I'm not worthy, or I'm not lovable, and this is their inner belief. They may never share it with anyone, but if they feel this to their core and then someone comes up to them and say, oh, you're so lovely, you're so sweet, oh, you're so smart and intelligent, they're going to reject that because it's not in alignment with their core beliefs about, you know, about what they feel about themselves. And so we all have this inner bouncer that rejects information that we have running in our subconscious mind. And so as a hypnotherapist, what I do is kind of relax that whole critical faculty and allow new information to enter in. Because as long as you are pushing it away, you know, on a subconscious level, you'll never get the benefit of changing that negative programming. And so through hypnosis, because you're in such a deeply relaxed state, you're more likely to allow new positive information to come in and neutralize or eradicate all the negative programming that you have going round and around and around and going and repeating itself over and over again to a point where you just think that this is just how it's supposed to be. And so, again, if you go back to the bouncer scenario, his job is to push away the people that don't look like the other folks that are inside the club. And as long as he's there, he's going to always do that. And so hypnosis is neutralizing the bouncer to allow new, effective, and positive information to enter in.
Well, it sounds like hypnotherapy is actually firing the bouncer or replacing it with a new person, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, a person that's more open to variety inside the club.
Exactly. And I'm glad you said that, because just one of my models is to eliminate the inner critic and embrace the inner coach. So you're right. I could, you know, say in that scenario, the bouncer, he's the inner critic. And so we can replace him with your own inner coach that will encourage you and support you all, you know, in whatever endeavor you have, instead of, you know, feeding you all the negative stuff that many people walk around with every single day.
It's like a light bulb just have gone off for me, because what you're saying just makes so much sense, because, you know, we read the books and we listen to the sermons, we go to the workshops, and we do, you know, we walk around and we're wondering, why isn't this working for me? Why isn't this working for me? But it's like garbage in, which would be those old pre-programmed thoughts of lack and limitation. And so you can't put anything on top of it until you get the garbage out. So it's such a clearer picture the way you said it, and especially using the bouncer, that it makes a lot of sense to me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So one of your YouTubes is 4 Easy Steps to Use Your Mind to Manifest Money. Can you explain that to us?
Yeah, well, you know, all of this hypnosis, first let me just be clear that hypnosis is a technique that I use, but the power is in my client. They have all the power. I am there simply to guide them. I look at my clients as my co-therapists. We're in this together. Sometimes I actually kind of go into a light trance with them, because I'm so in tune with them and I'm really trying to help them to, you know, break out of these old patterns. And so when I talk about manifesting money, that is another pattern. That's another type of thought pattern that either prevents you from receiving money, blocks you from it, or even to accumulate it. And so I use all of this as examples of how powerful your subconscious mind is. It can draw all sorts of things to you and away from you. And so with how to manifest money, that is, again, your subconscious mind speaking and knowing the right words to say and to use to allow you to open up and allow the universe to work with you to bring you in alignment with what you're seeking. And so some of the steps that I encourage people to use when they're trying to manifest anything, and when I say manifest, it could be manifesting a car or getting a job promotion or improving your relationships or your health or even money, you can manifest whatever you need to manifest if you follow some of these steps. Now, of course, some people may have 2 steps. Some people may have 10 steps to doing this. But for me, I actually have 5. Well, no, it's 4. No. I have a little more. I added some for clarity. So I think in my video I do say 4, but I think I had combined a few of the steps. So it's actually, let's look at it. It's actually about 6 steps to manifesting money. Okay, so the very first thing you want to do is to state and affirm your desire very clearly. So say if we're only talking about money, for instance, but again, this can cover anything you want to manifest, but we're talking about money today, right? You want to state and affirm your desire. And when I say that, you want to, you know, be able to clearly state how much money you want. And when I say clearly stated, I'm talking about how much money, whether it's $500, $5,000, $50,000. Be very clear, because if you don't know how much you want, then it won't manifest. You have to be very clear. The second step is to be very specific about the date that you want it manifested. And so I always encourage people to be realistic, because, you know, we don't want to set ourselves up and say, well, I want $1 million by tomorrow. Now, that could happen. You know, every single thing is possible. But we want to kind of be reasonable, one, to allow so many different things to happen. Again, if you are trying to manifest $1 million by tomorrow, but you still have money issues in terms of you still feel negative about people who have money, or you think rich people are greedy or nasty or mean or vindictive, then you already are setting yourself up not to receive the money. So if you know that you are not in that mind space, then to want $1 million by tomorrow is probably not a good idea, right? And so if you know that you have money issues, you want to give yourself time to get to a space where you're in alignment with receiving your money. Okay? So that's number two. Be specific about the date that you want it manifested, but be realistic. Number three would be to then feel the emotion and the feelings associated with receiving what you want. So if you want to manifest $500, then feel that emotion. Imagine yourself receiving the $500 and really seeing yourself experiencing the emotion that comes with it, the excitement, the joy, the whatever it is that you experience when you get your $500, see yourself and actually feel it even now before you know, before it comes. So that's number three. Number four would be to state how you will reciprocate something back to someone or an organization, or whether it's to give back to charity or just be a kinder, more gentler person, or how you plan to serve your customers with quality service. But you always want to show the universe that you are grateful for receiving your gift. Okay, so when you state your affirmation, as you're writing this out, you want to say, when I receive this money, I will do such and such. I will be a better provider for my family. I will give more to this specific charity. I will serve my customers with high quality service. You know, you want to show the universe that you are grateful and you're willing to give back, you know, reciprocity. The fifth step is to then give thanks. Give thanks to your higher power or to your source for whatever you're requesting that is already here. So you want to give thanks as if it's already here. So you want to say, thank you for my $500 or my $5,000 or my $50,000 or whatever the number is. You want to give thanks to whatever your belief system is, whatever your higher being is, okay? And then lastly, you want to read and affirm this affirmation or this manifesting affirmation every single day. You want to read it, affirm it. I always suggest that people read it out loud. Read it with excitement. Read it with feeling. Read it with a sense of knowingness that what you ask for is already here. That is so important. So everything that you write is in present tense. Be sure that when you write out your affirmation, you do not write in a futuristic language such as I will get or when I get. Everything must be written in a present tense language, That's very important. So those are the steps that I use whenever I manifest anything, and those are the steps that I suggest to my clients that when they're writing out their affirmations, they follow those six steps and give themselves time for it to manifest, whether it's a week, 2 weeks, a month, 6 months, whatever is a reasonable goal for you, and say it every day, post it up, put it in your bathroom or next to your bed somewhere, or your refrigerator, somewhere you could see it every single day. Say it with joy, excitement, whatever the elation that you will feel when you receive your gift. Say it every day, see it, feel it, speak it, and know it, and give thanks to your creator, your higher power, that you have received it already. And then you'll begin to see whatever it is you want to manifest come into your life. I've done it. I do it. And it works.
And I trust you that it does. Well, you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. Mrs. Gina has just given us six steps. I would like for us to marinate in that for just a moment or two. We're going to allow Gina to take a breath. We're going to take a short break. And then when we come back, audience, if you have questions for Mrs. Golden, please either push 1 on your dial or call in at 516-531-9819. And we'll be back with the discussion on what's stopping you after this short break.
So today, I'm traveling with my nephew, trusting God and trusting the universe to lead me and us where we're to go. Don't know what the destination is, but I'm feeling this awesome, awesome, awesome energy that says today is the day for healing, for positive affirmations and confirmations to come forth. So as I ride, I'm like, do I really want to share what's deep in my heart? And God whispers in my ear and say, yes, Sandy, it's time for you to be real. To be real with yourself and to be real with those that hear the real you. So there I go. All right. Look here, nephew. This is what I got going on in my life. And so we make this drive to this most incredible display of God's handiwork. Just wondrous. It stopped me in my tracks. I couldn't even talk anymore. So I let the energy just fill me up. I took a break. A pause. What was inside of me. For I felt that my nephew already knew, and he was waiting for me to verbalize it out into the universe. And then it happened. The moment where I was able to say all that I needed to say, I pause. And I breathe in, I soak in all this absolutely beautiful energy. I took a break. A pause. I took a break. A pause. I took a break. A pause. I let God take control of my life. Let the energy of the universe come in and flood soak up the environment, the atmosphere. I took a break, a pause. Break. A pause.
I've got to get away, got to get away.
And it was at that moment, it was at that precise second, the healing occurred. And there we were, eye to eye with each other at the deepest level possible. Pure, pure truth. Took a break, a pause.
That was yours truly. I hope you appreciated or enjoyed that little piece. There is called "I Took a Break," and that was a duo with me and my nephew Anthony King playing around in his studio. So. Thank you, AK, for that opportunity to record that piece. So welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We have with us tonight Mrs. Gina Golden, and her message for us, our theme tonight, is what's stopping you? Learn how to get unstuck. And so right before the break, Gina explained to us or gave us 6 steps in manifesting anything that we want to manifest. So it's not restricted to any area. It's not weight loss. It's not quitting an addiction or manifesting money. But she's saying using these 6 steps will allow you to manifest that which you choose to manifest. And so step one was to state and affirm your desire. And you needed to do that very clearly. You needed to, if it was money, you needed to give a specific amount and be clear with the amount. Number two was be specific about the date for the manifestation. And she said that we must be very realistic. So don't shoot yourself in the foot when you're setting your date for the manifestation. Number three, feel the emotion and the feelings that you would have when it's already done. Once you've received, what would it feel like? And to experience that now, not to wait. Step four, state how you will reciprocate to the universe by showing gratitude. Will you give it back in to service to your customers or in volunteer service? How will you do that? How will you show your gratitude to the universe? Number five, give thanks to your higher power that it's already done. So feel that way deep down. And read and affirm your manifesting statement in the present tense. And so those are the 6 steps that Mrs. Golden gave us before we went on break. And Gina, would you like to expound on any one of those 6 steps now that you had a minute to think about a little bit more? Or,
I think. Here's a little advice I would like to give. If we go back to number one where I said state and affirm your desire. So if we look at the example of money, for instance. When I personally manifested money, I did forget to be specific on a part of what I said. I had manifested a large sum of money, but what I failed to do was to specify how I wanted that money to show up. And when I say the universe is specific, I really mean it. So not only if you say you want $5,000, you need to clarify and specify what does that look like? Is it going to be $5,000, a $5,000 check? Is it going to be a $5,000, is it going to be cash? Is it going to show up on your doorstep? Is it going to be in a box? Will somebody mail it to you? Will it show up in your bank account? You know, so be very clear how you want that money to show up. Because when you're not clear, the universe will still bring it to you, but it may not look the way you want it to look. So in my situation, when I manifested money, I was testing it out. This was in a few years ago. I wanted to test it out. And I had a lot of faith in manifesting. I had manifested a lot of different things, but I was concerned about wanting to manifest money. And because, you know, I think we all kind of have some money issues to some degree. And a few years ago, I did. And so, but I thought I had broken through all of that. But when I went to manifest money, I realized I still had some issues I had to work out. And so when I asked for the money, I just said the amount. And I didn't realize that I needed to be even more specific than that. And so the way my money showed up was a little different than I thought. But it was still the money nonetheless. And we can go into that later if you like. But so just be very specific how you want that money to show up. Okay? And then that would be something I definitely want to add to that.
So if you were to write out a deposit slip for your checking account or for your bank account and put the amount on there, is that specific enough, or do you still need to say you want to put $5,000 in cash in your account? You know, so it may be a little nitpicky, but, you know, you said being specific, so you want to make the deposit. Yeah,
I would say be as specific as – yeah, you can do that. You know, I've written out checks. I've drawn money. I've drawn pictures. I mean, I do everything to bring me in alignment with what I'm asking. You know, the universe loves to say yes to us. We just have to ask the right question and be open to receiving. And so, yeah, if you want to write out a deposit slip, if you want to write a check out, not only just write it out, but once you write your affirmation or your manifestation affirmation statement, you want to say that in there. You know, I desire $50,000 to appear in my bank account by such and such and such a date, and it is there. You know, speak in present terms that I have it already. I have the money on, say, December 1st, 2015. I have the $50,000 in my bank account on or before December 1st, 2015, something to that effect. So,
right.
Yeah, so just be clear.
Mm-hmm. And that really puts you into it, because I know that one of the missing links a lot of times to manifesting your goals and your dreams is not having your emotions involved in it. So that being a part of the six steps is really key, because once you can get those emotions, especially the high emotions, once you can get them involved, then it's like you've bought all the way into the dream, and you help it to be manifested by the energy that you're putting in with your emotions, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And so what happens is, you know, we've all heard of the law of attraction and all of that. And that's true and it's good, and that's what this is all about. But it really comes from a larger or different type of law. And that's a whole nother conversation. But many of you may have heard the law of correspondence from the Kabbalion, not the Kabbalah, but the Kabbalion and so forth. And so what happens is you actually, you know, draw into your existence by what you believe in your subconscious mind. That's why the subconscious mind is so powerful, because the universe starts to shift and move things to benefit you. And so you want to – let me give you another example. I love, you know, metaphors that people can understand. Imagine a child who is bullied all the time at school, and the child is, you know, bullied in first grade, second grade, third grade. It just seems no matter what this child does, he is always bullied. He or she is always bullied. And when you really observe that child, what happens is when that child goes out on the playground, that child is actually emitting energy that the bully actually finds him. So the bully is in search of someone to bully, and the bullied child is actually in search of someone to bully him. Now, I don't want to rub anybody the wrong way and say, well, my child was bullied, he didn't ask for it. Now, they're not consciously asking for it, but they are emitting an energy out there that the bully is attracted to. So they're like playing this dance with one another. The bully finds the bullied child, and the bullied child finds the bully. And so it's the same with our manifestation. You know, things start going in alignment and shifting for us because we believe, if you believe that you already have the money and you feel it down in your core and into your soul, then the universe starts shifting to make things happen so that you can have it, because it already kind of believes that you have it because you've already said it, you believe it, you put it out there. And so now all the energy starts to shift in your favor so that it can show up. So it's a pretty dynamic experience.
So how important is it to stay on? I believe that's why I was going to ask you, how important is it to not move away from your desire? But by doing the affirmations every day, and I would probably guess that we need to do it as often as possible to cement that into our subconscious. But you know, if you're affirming the money and you're affirming, say, the money, so you're using money as the example. So you're affirming, and then one day you know the old thoughts come to you. Well, you know you're not going to get that. You don't deserve it. You're not worthy to have that much money at one time or something like that. How do you counteract those kind of situations? Or will they be eliminated because you're doing the affirmation?
Well, yeah, they can resurface, and that's why it's important to do your affirmations every day. And this should not be like a strenuous thing where you're like, you know, really concentrating to the point where you're straining and you're trying to make it happen. It's really a joyous experience. It's supposed to be a happy experience. When I do my affirmations, when I manifest stuff, if you saw me, you'd be like, oh my God, look at this lady. And I show my children how I do it. And when I read my affirmations, I say it with exuberance and joy. And I just turn into an actress and I just get so excited because I need my body to feel it. I need my emotions to exude it. And so that the energy, so that now I'm full of joy, my vibration is up, and I'm open to receiving. But when you feel kind of negative and you have your little negative talk going on, you know, the blocks, you know, start to come up again. But that's going to happen. And that's why for me, when I manifest big stuff, I give myself time. I don't do a week or a day because I need time to say this every day so that shifting starts to happen on a subconscious level in me. So I don't know. I mentioned in my video, for me, I always do like 3 months. That seems like a long time for somebody. But if you're trying to manifest a huge sum of money and you know that you're not really – you don't really have like a millionaire mindset, or you're kind of stuck with money, you want to give yourself a few months to shift your vibration, because the universe will not give you anything if you're vibrating low. If you have a low vibration, it just cannot happen. So that's why the emotion is important, the joy, the excitement, the happiness is important, because now that raises your vibration. And so if you're vibrating at a low, poor, poverty mentality, you cannot receive abundance financially if you're still in a poverty consciousness. And so if you know that you have a poverty consciousness, give yourself time to say your daily affirmations so that you start to shift your consciousness from poverty to abundance consciousness. So, yeah.
That's excellent. Yeah, that's excellent. Excellent. So if you had a client that came in and they wanted to do their manifestation in any area, and they wanted to do less than 3 months because they feel that there's an urgency to this thing being manifested, do you still work with them even though you yourself normally allow 3 months to make, you know, the big changes? How would you, you know, like say that, so what is this? It's October, the end of October. Say that somebody wants to have something to manifest January the 1st, and it's less than the 3 months. Would you advise against that? Would you give them additional affirmations, you know, tell them to do more affirmations? If it's not the 3 months, how do you handle that?
Well, the manifesting, the affirmations, that's more of a conscious awareness. It's both. It's both a conscious and a subconscious shifting that you're doing. But a client that is coming to see me, and if we're doing hypnotherapy, then we may not need those 3 months, because now we're dealing only on the subconscious. And so the subconscious really doesn't know the difference between fact and fantasy. And so if the subconscious mind is infused with information that is already abundant, then that actually the shifting starts to take place a little quicker in hypnosis as it does when you're consciously aware. So what we were talking about with the manifesting, that's somebody who's just doing this at home on their own. They're consciously aware. They're not under any hypnosis. I find that's why I choose hypnosis over the other therapeutic models, mostly because it's the outcome, it's much more expeditious than traditional therapy that can take years or months, or, you know, it's just a longer process, and they both have the same end result, but hypnosis gets right into the meat of it quickly.
All right, for all of you callers that are in the Atlanta area, she has two offices, one in Snailville and one in Atlanta. You may want to get in to see Gina and take advantage of the services that she has. That's just a little side note right there. I'm loving this. I'm loving how you're saying that. How all of the pieces need to fit together. So we actually have two callers. Gina, let me grab one right quick. Okay, I've got caller 404-374. You're on the line. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your statement or question, please.
Yes, my name is Jonathan Holly. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, Jonathan.
I got a question. I was hearing the conversation there. And, you know, we're talking about manifestation. Now, what if you doing all the right things, you believing, you're having faith, you got a positive energy, you're blessing others every day, even when you need to be blessed, and you're, like, surrounded by all these people with all this money. They know what you're about. You help them with their business. But then they still leave you out of the equation. What do you do in the midst of what you're trying to bring to them? You're not trying to take, but you're trying to add to what they're doing and add. Just need a little push, like you were mentioning about $5,000. That's all I'm short of with my invention, okay? But when people find out that I'm telling the truth about what I do, they try to screw me. And it's like, even with churches, even with, you know, you talking to believers and ministers that know what you're about and know that you are who you are, but they refuse to still assist. They say, well, God's going to make a way. Well, keep on striving. Well, you're going to do it. And it's like, but no one is assisting. But it's like your faith began to get wound because you're like, okay, I'm doing all the right things. I'm not scheming anybody. I'm blessing everybody that come across me. I'm also feeding into that bosom at the same token. It's like you're paying your tithes, you donate money, but it's like you still get the end of the stick because you're not doing the way that everybody else do business, which is, you know, however way they got to. But with me, I like to be real about everything I do, But it's like you don't get nowhere for being real and honest with people, it seems like. So what do you do in that sense, you know? Because I have a lot to offer, but it's like you've been overlooked because people, it's like a intimidation. You know, I'm learning that intimidation and jealousy could stop a person from even wanting to assist you because they're afraid that you might get ahead of them. So by them knowing that, they keep you in bondage or they keep you bound or whatever the case may be. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Gina, you want to address that? Okay.
Yes. Well, I heard a couple of things. One of the things I heard from you, and you said you were doing all the right things. Would you be open to the idea that maybe you're not doing all of the right things?
I'm open to criticism.
Okay. No, not criticism, but just open to the idea that you may not be doing all the things. So one of the things I heard you say was, it sounds like you're trying to solicit the help of others, and you're trying to get people to buy into whatever product or service you have. Is that correct?
To some degree. Because
mm-hmm.
I've been fighting a little bit about myself. I deal with nutrition, and I've been fighting against performance food for about 10 years, okay? And every client I've dealt with, they see I'm telling the truth about a particular supplement. And they see that I'm telling the truth, but they refuse to tell other people about it because it's their personal secret. Or they'll say, well, you know, like I have a client that only had 2 weeks to live with cancer, okay, liver cancer. She only had 2 weeks to live. When I met her, she got started on this particular supplement, and she seen that I was saying the truth about it, and even her doctors. Now, within 2 months, she had no more cancer, okay? After the doctor said we couldn't do nothing else for her, but within 2 months, she had no more cancer. Now, other than her and the churches coming together to get everybody on board, because I believe in saving people's lives, helping people, and building people's faith back up, because a lot of people have lost faith and have lost trust in God because of financial problems, chronic illnesses, and et cetera. And so if you're able to offer someone an opportunity to regain their faith, at the same time, only thing you need them to do is just share the word and share their testimony at the same time, you know, not leave you behind, but instead they want to try to take your place. They want to leave you behind and try to go forth with what you deliver to them. You get what I'm saying there?
Mm-hmm.
And so I've dealt with many, many ministers, many churches. I spoke on the behalf of many places. You know, I'm known for the voice for the voiceless, okay? I'm known for the one that stand up when everybody's afraid to stand, no matter what the issues or categories may be pertaining towards. I'm the one they have to call up on to get the job done. But when I need assistance with just something very minor, and I don't go to nobody for nothing because I'm very, very independent, and I put my faith in God only, they still say, well, hey, we have seen your faith work. We have seen God work on your behalf, but we refuse to help you. I just feel that that's crazy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, it becomes very frustrating because it's mm-hmm. like, you know, I know God uses people, but I feel that sometimes people allow their anointing or their gifts to get to their heads sometimes to the point mm-hmm. they feel like they don't need nobody, and if God did it for them, well, God got to do it for you. But God could be bring you to me to help me, but you overlook that. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so,
well, if you have a dynamic product and you're seeing that is impacting people's lives for the better, then I would suggest you keep doing what you're doing, and then the evidence will become clear to those around you. And maybe you need to reevaluate who your client base really is, because you sound like you're kind of beating a dead horse. You know, maybe this is not the clientele that you need to go after, and it also sounds like there's still a lack mentality there, because you're still feeling as if you need the validation and assistance from the people that you mentioned, that you said you're very self-sufficient, but occasionally you will ask for help and they kind of shun you. And but yet you kept saying, but I pretty much do everything on my own. I don't need help, you know, but when you do need help, they're not there to help you. So if you have the mindset that you have everything that you already need, that all your desires are already met, you know, you have to get into the mindset that you have an abundance of what you need. It's already there. It's in you. You have it. You know, it'll begin to exude from you, and then other people will start to flock toward you now because they see that you have it going on. Right now, I still hear in your voice that you're seeking validation and you're seeking others to help you to elevate your business or get yourself out there at a higher level. And maybe the confidence that you need for your, you know, to have within yourself, I'm not hearing it there fully. I hear that you sound, you know, confident, you sound outgoing, and you sound like you're on a mission. But some of the things in which you were saying was still making me feel that you still may have a little more work to do in terms of knowing and understanding how to draw the abundance to you without feeling like you need to get others to help you with that. And then the frustration is mounting because they're just not doing what you want them to do. They're not bad. Even though they're experiencing positive outcomes from your product, for some reason, they're not able to share that with others.
Because they're afraid. They're afraid
but
because...
Jonathan, we have another. And
okay,
we're going to be
right
sharing ahead. Gina's contact information shortly. So this may be something that you can go into further discussion with her at her office. Okay, so we're going to thank you for calling in and thank you for your comment.
Thank you.
So our next caller is area code 404-474. Would you please give us your name, where you're calling from, and your comment or concern, please?
My name is Erica Bennett, and I'm calling from Accra, Ghana. And I'm calling to say,
that's
Sandy
me.
Rogers, I am just so happy to, and it's actually 2 o'clock in the morning here, but I wanted mm-hmm. to say congratulations to you, and I stayed up specifically to do this. Gina, I want to say thank you so much for you, too. I want to say to all your listeners, Sandy Rogers is a person who has touched so many lives, mine included. And today I just said I am not going to go to sleep until I hear the show. And, Gina, I'm just delighted that I could participate. The information is wonderful, and you're a very special person as well. And, Sandy, I just want to
thank
say
you.
How much I love you, I bless you, and I thank God for you.
Oh, thank you so much, Sister Erica. You got my heart. I still got to get to Ghana.
Nice.
We got to celebrate a birthday.
You got to come.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you for staying up and being a part of this show, man. Oh, God, it means the world to me. Thank you so much.
I know it does. And as I said, you mean the world to so many of us. Gina, I just wanted to just say to you that, you know, continue to do what you're doing. You know, I was recently in the States, and, you know, people need to know, they need the hope that you're obviously giving them, and just continue doing what you're doing. But the bottom line, and this is one of the things that I really learned from Sandy, it's not what happens to you in life, it's what you do with it. And and that's what you're doing, is giving people an opportunity to understand that we move through our lives. You know, you talked about the vibration. It is about a vibration. It is about being in the flow of your life. And I think that you're doing that, and I thank God for your sharing with other people as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much, all the way from Ghana. Awesome.
Peace and blessings to you, Erica.
Thank you so much, Sandy. Thank you. We love you. We bless you. And we truly thank God for you. So
well,
both of you have
we love you.
And I want all of the callers to just keep calling and just, you know, and you just keep doing all the good that you're doing, Sandy. You're touching so many people's lives. So just keep doing it. Take care.
Thank you. You've blessed
I love
me so much. Love you.
Take care.
Thank you so much. Get you some rest.
I will. Take care.
Thanks. Okay. Oh, we've got our two callers in. Oh, what a blessing to hear from Sister Erica Bennett.
That is
all
wonderful.
The way from Accra. Yes, Accra, Ghana, West Africa. So, wow, that was really, really special. And thank you, Erica. I love you so much. And so, Gina, we've got about 15 minutes left. And so I want to make sure that we get in any additional information or if you want to give the audience contact information for you, what you have coming up, how you can assist them, what, you know, whatever you need to depart or leave with the audience. If you could take the time and do that now, I think that would be most appreciated by everybody.
Okay, so I'm going to give you my web address and my email address. So my website address is www.innercoachhypnotherapy.com. That's www.innercoachhypnotherapy.com. And my email is info@innercoach.com. Once again, that's my email at info@innercoach.com. You know, I see clients on a one-on-one basis in my office. I also speak to small groups. And I am about to launch an online program for entrepreneurs that want to unblock and, get themselves unstuck so that they can take their businesses or their entrepreneur ideas to the next level. It's a 5-week program. And it's going to be all online, and I'm about to launch it in a couple of weeks. And if you're interested in that, you can definitely email me and let me know that you're interested so that when I'm launching it, I can email you back and let you know all the details of what's going on. What else do I have going on? I will be speaking at an event this Saturday for women who are adapting a clean life, a clean eating life, where they'll learn how to eat healthy foods and make smoothies and juices and think good thoughts and affirm and meditate and all of that. And it's held at a place called Brown Sugar in Jonesboro. It's a hair salon and a spa. And so I will be there this weekend after I get a little bit of Morehouse's homecoming this Saturday. and, yeah, I think that's it. I don't know. Maybe something else is coming up, and I just can't put my finger on it right now.
But you do have a YouTube channel, correct?
I do, yeah. I do. I think that's under Inner Coach. I also occasionally do a little program called Hypnosista, where I just kind of give little tidbits of how hypnotherapy can help you. And I do want to say that many times when I go out and I, you know, meet people in different venues, I know that many people in our community are really spooked by the idea of being hypnotized, and so I wanted to get my name out there as a hypnotherapist and be proud of it and let people know that it's really just about helping you to gain the power of your own subconscious mind. It's not about me taking over your mind. It's not about me making you do anything. I cannot make you do anything. All I'm doing is helping to guide you to open up and to, you know, if you have a desire to change,
it can be very effective. If you don't have a desire to change and someone is forcing you to do this or come in because they think it's a good idea for you, it probably won't work. But it only works for someone who has an emotionalized desire to make some type of change in their life, change in thinking, change in behaviors, change in whatever. And so there's not a whole lot of black hypnotherapists out there that are making themselves known that they do provide this service. I want to empower my people in particular. I see people from all walks of life, from all races, religions, but I want my people to be so empowered instead of being so fearful that someone is going to do something to you. I spend a lot of time when I meet with my clients to educate them. I show them diagrams of how the triune mind works, the conscious mind, subconscious mind, and the superconscious mind, how it all works. I talk about the parasympathetic and the sympathetic nervous system and fight and flight and how all that plays into our ability to impact change in our life. This is a great educational experience when you come in, because I really take the time because I want people to understand how their own mind works. I don't want it to be shrouded in mystery and mysticism. You know, it has that element to it, but I like my clients to be educated so that they can walk this earth having full control and full understanding of how their mind works and how they can use their mind to their benefit. So, yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
That was a lot. And you know, I'm going to be calling for my appointment. I'm convinced that that there is just, you know, as much as we go about the business of talking the positive languages and speaking the affirmations, that there's always room for you to learn and to use different methods, you know, to get where you want to be. I'm close there, you know what I'm saying? But if there is something else I can learn and put in my arsenal, then that's what I want to do. I think a lot of times we stop short of reaching our goals because we declare, oh, I've tried it all, nothing's working, I'm not going to spend any more money on anything else, or I'm not going to try another program because I've done them all. And so that's key for our success, is staying open to a new way of thinking. Just, you know, give yourself a chance to experience it. So, yeah, I really do want to take advantage of your program. Yeah, you're so awesome, you know, and you broke it down so understandably for us into the little bite-sized pieces where we can think about the bouncer and, you know, who's there guarding the new thoughts from getting into what we really want. You know, that was so powerful for me, and it just drew such a wonderful picture. And then you gave us the six steps that we could start using, and even, you know, all of that without even coming to you. So I certainly, certainly appreciate you, and I know everyone that's on the line also is appreciative of you taking the time and sharing your passion and what you do with the rest of us. It's just been so powerful tonight, Gina. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sandy. I just wanted to say I never got a chance to thank you for your piece that you did with your nephew. It was called "I Took a Break." I really enjoyed that. I wanted to just personally say thank you for that, and also thank you for the affirmation that you gave us for this week today. I lean toward the light. I was paying attention, and I love affirmations. Anything that can, you know, help elevate me and make me feel full of joy and happiness and peace, I really appreciate it. So let me just take the moment to say thank you. And apparently you are doing a wonderful job. Everybody is saying that. Everybody I met in the last few months that have known you are saying nothing but positive and warm words about you, and I'm so glad we connected. It's amazing that we never connected sooner than we did, but I'm so glad it was the right time. Everything is in divine right order, so I'm so glad we connected, and hopefully I can come back and talk to you another time.
Oh, yes, that's definitely. That's a date. And thank you for acknowledging my affirmations. And so for the audience, I do a daily inspirational message that comes out via the computer. If you would love for that to just be in your inbox in the morning when you wake up, you can subscribe or to the daily post by going to Rev Sandy, that's revsandy.wordpress.com. And they're scheduled out. They usually hit on the East Coast on our time. They hit at 4:30 a.m. So as long as you're not up and going to moving about before 4:30, by the time you wake up, they're going to be sitting there waiting for you. And they're all positive. They're they don't follow a particular doctrine or religion. It's all about spirit, God, the oneness that we all share, about love and lifting you up to start your day on a positive note. So thank you, Gina, for saying that about the affirmation. And yes, let's all lean towards the light. That's where the new life is. That's where the joy and the manifestation of those things that we want to happen, that's where it resides, is in the light. So that light is coming from God. It's coming from the Creator. It's coming from the Most High. It's coming from the power that has created all living life. So thank you, everybody, for being a part of tonight. I get so excited with these programs that we're doing, just like there's not enough time to get it all done and to get it all said. But this is brings our show to a close for tonight. So I thank you for joining me today on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. This is where we talk candidly about positive experiences, personal development, self-discovery, and holistic wellness. When we love ourselves, we cause no harm or danger to anyone, especially ourselves, and we remain at peace and harmony with all of humanity. This is your host, Sandy Rogers. I'll see you next week, and may you forever live in divine wellness. Have a great one. Make it the best week of your life, and remember to lean toward the light.